say be machlul gabi bal like kamasin. Even if she's going to be michael the money to her husband, then this person has nothing to lose out. Like he's not losing out anyway. He doesn't get the money the way it is. So chutz let him get the ksuba. Maybe you'll be able to collect it. It's only a doubt, but he has nothing to lose out. Because even if she's michael to the husband, but this person is not losing out. Like this, he's not getting anything. Be machlul lagabi bal like kamasin. Tashtanami loymidi kayogulei. He's not getting anything right now. So where it says no, safe anyway. Call the gabe bal vadai mochla. It's still even true. This person won't lose out anything, but he's not going to gain anything anyway. Like it's for sure to svara that she will be mochla the ksuba to her husband, and therefore the yatruche beidina bechti lematruchinim. Just time to bother bezin to do something, and the bechinim we don't do. There's nothing to gain here. What do you want that this isha should give her ksuba to this person that she did damage to? The person is not going to gain anything. Like, for sure, the isha will be meichel the ksuba back to her husband, so this person has no right to collect anything. So even though, true, he has nothing to lose, because I guess he's not getting anything anyway, but still, atrechuche beidina bechti lematrechinen. We don't bother bezin to do such things, that's in vain. So therefore, it's good our Mishnah. We have no proof to Kana Susha. The such as the Mishnah says, when an isha does damage to somebody else, she's potter from paying back, she has no money right now. Mor says, El is so ho de tanya, that's what we learned. El ho de tanya. V'chein hi shechov lo babaylo. Let's say a wife does damage to her own husband. So mikra, then she has to pay you. If a wife gets angry, her husband bangs you up, her husband does damage to you, so she has to pay. She also has to pay those. She has to pay. She has to tell each other why she has to pay. So it says though, it says that the sefto, v'chein hi shechov lo babaylo, if the wife does damage to her husband, lo yefsid ksubasa. She does not lose out of ksuba, but she doesn't have to pay, and she does not even lose out of ksuba. If later on, whenever she comes to get a get, she gets a get, and she receives the ksuba, she gets the ksuba. But right now, she doesn't lose out any ksuba. The question is, why not? Amai, why not? Tis avnibo nahalei l'ksubosa labayla, b'tayu v'sano, v'yho chavolo. Here we should say for sure, let her sell her ksuba, like let her be meichel ksuba, like give it over to her husband. The ksuba is worth $50 to her. Let's say she has to give it over to her husband. Because what's going to be? The mochla legabe baal lekepseida. Because here the baal is 100% again. What's going to be? The isha later will be mochla the ksuba to the husband. So very good. The husband has only what to gain. Because right now, your wife owes you money. She has no money to pay you. But she has the ksuba. So true, right now you're not giving her a get. But the ksuba is worth something that she could sell to somebody else. It's worth $50. So here also, to the husband, it's also worth $50. So she should be mechuyev to give the ksuba to her husband. So now it will come out that lo yitzui, the husband, gives her a get later. Or lo yitzui, the husband, dies first, he would not have to pay her a ksuba. So Yashim don't have to pay the ksuba. Because the husband already got the ksuba. So why don't we say it here at Shver? Why don't we say the isha should have to give up her ksuba to the husband? Because here there's no svar that it's going to be in vain. For sure the husband gains on the deal. If the husband gains, he's not going to have to pay her a ksuba. The Gemara says true, but I'll tell you this part, this tesefta for sure, Havadi Rabbi Mehi, the only answer to this, that if a wife does damage to a husband, that she does not have to give up the ksuba, the only answer is it goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yoma that says, Also liyodom shi yishoy esishtoy afilu shuachas, but like ksuba. A man cannot live with his wife even 1 minute without a ksuba. So therefore there's no way that the isha could sell a ksuba, give a ksuba to the husband, because they're not allowed to stay together. So that's not an eitzah to tell her she has to give up her ksuba. Mora says, but time and why, what's the reason? It's not going to be easy for the husband to give a get to his wife. But here anyway, no matter what you say, it's going to be easy here for this husband to give his wife a get. Because what happened here? The isha did a damage to the husband. So she owes the husband money. Just right now she has no money. If the husband gives her a get, and let's say he has to pay the ksuba. Once she gets the ksuba, what is she going to have to do with that money? She'll have to give it to the husband. So the husband's not going to have to pay the money. Like it'll be, you know, he'll keep the money. So anyway, it's going to be easy for the husband to have to give his wife a get. Because those svaris, he doesn't give a get, not to have to shell out the money for ksuba, here he's not going to lose out. Because anyway, the isha owes him 200. Let's say the damage was $200. The wife did damage to her husband, $200. So it's called now the wife owes her husband $200. So it's not going to bother. So at this, the husband gets nothing.
If the husband gives her a gift, he also won't have to pay her a penny. Because the $200 is supposed to give him a ksuba, she owes it him. So anyway, it's going to be easy here for this man to give a ksuba, to give a gift to his wife. So if so, we should say right away, she should have to give up a ksuba right away to him. So still it's a kasha then. So that's what we're saying now. So here also, let him like give Manashev, you're losing out. Because it's easy for him to give up to give her again, because the money she'll have to pay back to him. Gemara says, no, we're talking about now Kigoin Dinofish Ksubasa, that the Ksuba is a lot of money. The case, obviously the case is talking about right now that the Ksuba, let's say, is $200. Or the most it's an Amon, it's $100. And the damage was only, let's say, $10. So then it's not worth it for the husband to give his wife a get in order to have to pay $90. Like, true, she owes you $10, but it doesn't pay for you to give her a get because still you're going to have to pay out much more money. That's the case here. The Gemara says, Kigoin, the nafish ksubasa, that the ksuba is worth much more money. The mishum ahu purta, for this little bit that I'll gain the extra $10, loy mafsa tuba, he's not going to lose out a lot. Like we just said, the damage is only $10. And the least the ksuba could be is $100. So we'll still have to pay you $90. It doesn't pay. So Mar Sakasha Vidin Afisha Ksubasa Miksuba Diraisa, but let's see. If the ksuba is worth more than the Torah tells you to make one, like we know usually ksuba midiraisa, let's say mikiradin for Basula is $200, for an almon is $100. But a lot of times the ksuba yet on much more at the beginning. Even for Basula you give $400, or for an almon you give $200. So let's say this ksuba was more than you have to. If so, Nukma Ksuba Diraisa, then let's say like this. The real $100 that you have to give your Namona, that will leave alone. But V'idach Tizavna Nalei Bechavlei, but the rest of it, in other words, you got married to a Namona. So really, Nikara Din Ksuba of $100 is enough. You were nice when you first got married and you gave a Ksuba of $200. But now that she did damage to you, so she owes you $50, why don't we say, let her sell a Ksuba, how much is a Ksuba? Only $100 worth. In other words, the original $100 that you have in order to stay married with, like we say you can't sell your ksuba, you have to stay together, that she won't touch. $100 worth of the ksuba, that she'll leave alone in order to stay married to. But this ksuba is more than that. This ksuba says $200. So the extra $100 more that she has to have, why don't we say that much she should sell? And with that money now, pay the husband. So still it's a kasha. Why doesn't she have to pay her husband?
All right, turn over.
And she can still get money here. So my answer is, Kigoyin, the case is, the Lainofer's Ksubasa makes Ksubasa the Raisa. We're talking about, no, you did not at the beginning give her a big Ksuba. You only had to give her $100. That's all you gave her. And therefore, the Heve Chavle Arbazuzi. Again, the case here, this Tesefta is talking about, where the damage she did to you was only 4 Zuz. Dimishim Arbazuzi, Lainofer Desna Mechamisha. A 25 saw. 25 saw, that's 100, that's called a mona, that's 100 zuz. So the ksuba is worth 100 zuz. For the 4 zuz that she did damage to you, you're not going to lose out to 96. That's the case over here. Therefore it says, when an isha does damage to a husband, she does not have to pay, she's potter. And there's no way we'll tell her to sell your ksuba. Because the ksuba is not worth more than the right to the kalacha, and the actual sale, it's not worth it for the husband to lose out so much to have to pay only for get back only four zuz. For the Gemara, Eloho de Tanya, so that's what we learn. It says, Kishem Shaloti Mocher, Vihi Tachto, the same way she can't sell it. When they're married, is Kach Loi Tafsid, Vihi Tachto, the same way she does not lose out, calls them on the married. And the question is, why not? Vihor Zimdin, sometimes, Mishkachas Lo de Masida, sometimes she could lose out. Let me tell you what's the case. We just said if the ksuba at the beginning was worth much more than you're supposed to give, so then the extra money that she could sell and pay the husband. So how come it says here she can never lose out? Why not? We answered the first part of the Tosefta talking about where the ksuba was not so big. But here it says in another Tosefta, it says here that she never loses out. What do you mean she never loses out? In the case with the money is more than the Uraisa, so she has an extra money of the Ksuba, that extra money she should have to sell. So Gemara says, Amarav, Amarava, I'll tell you, Seifa also the Ksuba's bona dichrin. The Seifa, this Tesef, is not talking about a regular Ksuba that she doesn't lose out, it's a special takonom of the Ksuba's bona dichrin. Bochik Tana, this is what the Sefer means to say. Kishem Shamar Cheres Ksub Basal Acherim. The same way she sells the Ksub to somebody else. That she never loses out. We'll still see what that means. My time, what's the reason? Zuzu, the Yansua. The only reason why she's selling the Ksuba right now is because she's forced to, she needs money. So, Kach, my Cheres Ksuba, Basal Abayla. The same way in the case where she'll sell her Ksuba to her own husband, and the case where she owes her husband money, if she did damage to him, and she has to pay him up, so even in cases when we do let her sell it, in cases where the Ksuba was worth much more than the Ksuba has to be, so the extra amount of money we let her sell to her husband, but still, lo yefsido Ksubas Bona Dichrin. This special type of a Ksuba, of Bona Dichrin, that she never loses out. My time, and what's the reason? Again, Zuzi Hudi Ansua. Why does she sell it here? Because she's forced to. She did damage to the husband. She has to pay the husband money. So she needs money. She's forced to get money. She sells the Ksuba. But the original Takana of Bona Dichrin, that she never loses out. Now, Bona Dichrin, we have in the Gemara, Ksubis, is like this. That an Isha gets married to a husband. And let's say the husband has already a wife. And he has children from the first wife. So the Isha tells the husband, listen, I'm bringing in property to you. Now, we're going to have kids, or even if she had a kid from before already, that she makes a special condition that the property that I'm bringing in right now, on the side that she dies, so the husband yashins it. And then when the husband dies, it goes to the kids. She makes a special condition that her property should only stay to her kids. Like this, she knows the husband has another wife. He has other kids. So usually what happens is, when the wife dies, the money goes to the husband. And then when the husband dies, all his kids yashin him equally. So here he had kids from other wives also. So it comes out those other kids will end up taking away her property. So she has a right to make it tonight at the beginning. That's called Subet, Bona Dichrin, that she has a right to say, my kids, Badafka, only have the right to keep this property. Even in the case that she's going to die, and then the husband dies, the other kids don't get the property back from the husband. That's called Tzubas Bona Dichrin. That she has a right to make a Tanai. So this is a strong Takana, and this she never loses out. That even if she'll sell the Ksuba to somebody else, but I'll call upon him later when it comes to Yerusha of her own kids, her kids get the property and not the other kids. So that's all that the Sefer means. That we say she never loses out a Ksuba, it doesn't mean to say that we never force her to sell a Ksuba. Sometimes her Ksuba on the actual property, we make her force it to her husband. She'll lose out. In the case where the Ksuba, let's say, was $400. So the Ksuba only has to be $200. Now this extra $200, we'll force her to sell to the husband, which is, let's say, worth $100, and she'll pay up her chayv that she did to the husband. That's true. But later, after she dies, after the husband dies, who's going to yashin it? The Ksuba's Bona Dichrin, that tonight, still pertains. That still goes on. That we say, only her kids will get it, and not somebody else. So that's what the Sefer means. Only this Ksuba is not mafsid. But her real money, she could lose out sometimes. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Takonis Usha Tanoihi. This Takona that we're saying over that they made an Usha, that an Isha sells her property, nothing doing. The husband has a right to keep it, even after she dies. These other people can't take it away, it belongs to the husband. That's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani will learn like this. The Tani Chod, one writer says, E'avde Melug, Yoitze Mishain Vayin Liisha. That is, Avde Melug means if an Isha owns an Evet Tanani she owns. When she gets married, she gives it over to the husband. Now, let's say, she knocks out his eye, she knocks out a tooth, so the Eved goes out free. Rashi said, Pilahi, if she knocked out the eye, as she knows, you see the same way. If she does it, then the Eved goes out free. Avaloi liyish, but not to the man. That means if the man, now the husband, knocked out the eye, the Eved does not go out free. But that's a special halacha, if the master, the owner of the Eved Kenani, if he knocks out the eye, or any one of the Chof Dalet Rashi Yevorim, the Eved goes out free. Only if the master does it. If somebody else does it, it doesn't go out free. The other shaila is, who's called the master of this Eved Kenani? Originally, it belonged to the Isha. It was a Nechse Melug. And when she got married now, she brought it in, and the husband has the right to use it now. So the husband has the peiros of the Eved. The Guf belongs to the Isha. That's the question, what's more chashuv? Is the Kenyan peiros of the husband more chashuv that Kenyan peiros, Kenyan Aguf Dami, he's called the owner? Or is the Kenyan Aguf that the Isha owns, that's more chashuv? So one Brisa says, the Isha is the Iker owner. Screw, we see not like the Konosusha. We see even though the husband has a Kenyan Peiros, so what? The main owner here is still the Isha. Therefore, only if the Isha knocks out the yard, does she go out free. The Tan Yiduch, a second Brisa learned, not like this. Loyla Ish, but Loyla Isha. That no, neither of them knocks out the yard, does he go out free. Now why? Saru, we thought like this. The Kula Yalma, both of them hold Kenyan Peiros, lak kinyan agufdomi. That that the husband has a right to use the eved, the peiros, the use of him, that's not called kinyan agufdomi. That's not called the main ownership. Like here, the main ownership is still the isha. She's the main owner. Even though when she gets married now, the husband has a right to use it, he only has a right to use it. But the main ownership is still the isha. So my love is so, what's the machlokes here then? My love isn't the b'chok kenifligi, it is the machlokes over here. The b'chok kenifligi, the man, the yom al isha, the one that says the isha has a right, has the din of the ownership. That if she knocks out his eye, he goes out free. I'll tell you because, let's let the konesusha. They don't hold from the konesusha. Therefore, she's called the owner here. And therefore, if she sells it to somebody else, she has a right to sell it to somebody else. That calls she has complete ownership. Therefore, if she knocks out the eye, the other goes out free. But Uman the Yom Loilisha, the second crisis, it says no, neither of them is called like the owner. So the reason why the husband is not called the owner is very good. Because the husband only has Kinyan Paris, and we're going now Kinyan Paris is not Kinyan Aguftami. Therefore, it's good why he doesn't make the ever go out free. But why doesn't she? I'll tell you, if let the Konesusha, because they hold from the Konesusha. I mean, even though really the Isha has a Kinyan Agufiyam, but the Chaman took it away from her. The Chaman said she has no right to sell to somebody else. So it comes out neither of them is the real owner of this Eved Kenani. So husband is not the real owner because he only has the peiros. He doesn't own the guf. The ish, even though she really owns the guf, the rabbanan took away her power to sell it. So she's also not called the complete owner. So Chorosa Machlokes Hanoyim. Gemara says loy. No. The Kulayama, both of them hold out Tayyeh Islu to Konasusha. Both of them here agree to the Konasusha. El Lakan here was talking about, one is talking about Kodim to Kona, and Kam Yacha to Kona, and Chnami. The first price is going before the Konasusha, and the second one is going after the Konasusha, but they both agree. The boy seven other terrorists says, E divide Yacha to Kona, both of them go after the Konasusha. The Islu to Konasusha, they both hold to the Konasusha. But what's the Machlokes? Ella, Laman, the Yom Ali Isha, the one that says Isha has a right, has called the ownership. She knocks out the oi, it goes out free. My timer, Kidirava. The Yom Rava.